guess what? We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's Pledge-O-Rama is officially complete, and your support this year was incredible. The funds raised will go towards strengthening the station, from much-needed upgrades to new projects, all to keep the programming you love going strong. It's what keeps this place sounding the way it does: independent, local, and built by the people who listen. Once again, you showed up for our station. On behalf of our UMFM family, thank you.
Maybe you saw it. A loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt, because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
Since emerging from Philadelphia's underground and carving out a space that feels entirely their own, Mannequin Pussy have been turning chaos into something loud, emotional, and strangely beautiful. Across four albums, including their latest, I Got Heaven, the band stretches from razor wire punk to shimmering, vulnerable pop without ever losing the thread. Urgent, cathartic, and a little unhinged, and exactly what this moment sounds like. Don't miss Mannequin Pussy as they bring their energy to the historic Burton Cummings Theater for one night only, Sunday, September 13th. Tickets for this can't-miss night, also featuring Winnipeg's own Show Pony, are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Don't sleep on this one. Mannequin Pussy live at the Burton Cummings Theater, September 13th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
This is Luke Rathborn. Hello, Winnipeg. You are listening to UMFM 101.5, and I just got caught by a UFO.
Let it to my silly care. Hope it spins you out on know I should tell you to find someone new. But since this is a song, I'll tell you the truth. Do, do, as I want a love.
Can't do it like me. When it's all going up like a burning field. Never heard that song before.
It's great.
But it is great.
Isn't it fantastic?
Yep.
That is Sienna Sapiro. It's funny. The name of the song is Material Lover. It's not so funny. TikTok. I was watching TikToks and I watched this guy who does watercolored portraits of pop culture moments. Yep. And he talks about them. He's fantastic. I love his TikTok. But he was talking about this artist and how she... it's talking about style. This was kind of a divergence from his usual stuff. Yeah. He was talking about how you could tell when somebody has really like developed their look and style and package.
Yeah.
And he said that's kind of what's happened with her. She had the sound and then she started to kind of dig into like the look of it. And as I'm looking at the portrait of her that he's painting, she's got this big beehive wingtip eyeliner. I'm like, okay, I got to check this out. And I checked her out and I was like, damn, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's actually on the new Devil Wears Prada soundtrack.
Ooh.
So she's getting her name out there.
Yep.
Anyway, Punks and Parkas, hi.
Hi, we are live.
For once.
Wow, I can't remember the last time we were here.
It's got to be at least a month.
I think so, yeah.
Because we had Hunter's Grad, you had Folk Fest, I was out of town. It's just a lot of stuff happening. Yeah. So we're back.
We are back.
And this is a fun show. It's a lot of newer stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of nouveau soul or neo soul or whatever you're going to call it. But interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So started off the show with the Knee Highs, which just came up on a random playlist of mine one day. And I really loved it. That song's called Tiny Mouth. After them was Twin Temple. Have you heard about this group?
No, I have not.
Okay. So... again, TikTok giving me the news. So Twin Temple, there was a bit of a controversy. They were supposed to be an opening act for, his name is Charlie Crockett.
Oh, that's those two.
Yeah. The very like straight country lace guy had these two as an opening act. And once he learned that they're a self-proclaimed so satanic doo-wop duo, he was like, nope. Off. Christian values off the tour and booted them from two of their opening shows.
But you know who picked them up?
Jack White.
Jack
did.
White.
And what a perfect combination. Like once, and I'm like, okay, if Jack White likes it.
Yeah.
And again, I looked at the picture. She's got a horkin' beehive.
Yeah.
I'm like, this screams Amanda's going to like it.
Yeah.
Love it. So good. That one's called Doomed Lovers, but such a cool vibe, those two.
Yeah.
I've been looking to order that record, by the way. But yeah, Twin Temple. So Jack White has picked them up, and they've gotten a lot of traction because Jack White was like, hey, come on tour with me.
Yes.
And like we said, finish that off with Sienna Sapiro with Material Lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bunch of fun stuff. Shall we just go on?
Let's go on.
So listening to this Material Lover and the Twin Temples kind of in a weird way led me to Telenovela.
No.
Never heard of them before, but they're great. This is a song called Ring of Stones.
Ooh, I like it.
You think? Have you heard it?
No, okay. But I like it already.
Fair.
The ache still makes me turning, heavy head for the crowd.
that's just how it goes. Sometimes love sticks around, and sometimes love hits the road. And as I watch Henry drive out of my life, I warned you, dear listener, didn't I?
Song, drop it here.
Nancy can't see.
That's the kind of Nepo babies I like.
Right?
Talent.
Real talent. And God bless Daptone Records.
Right?
Like, honest to God, they make my little soul so happy. Yeah, welcome back to Punks and Parkas.
Yes.
Talking about Nepo babies. Those are like the supreme Nepo babies.
Yeah.
These are Sam Cooke's granddaughters.
Yes.
The Sam Cooke.
The Sam Cooke.
Like, there's Otis Redding and there's Sam Cooke.
Yep.
And Soul.
And in between is Al Green.
You can't forget. Well, he was in there too.
He was in there too.
But this is the, yeah, Al Green, sorry. Sam Cooke's granddaughters,
yep.
The three of them, under the name the Womack sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, dropped this out of nowhere. You were playing it on your phone, I think it was on Instagram. And
I'm like,
what the heck is that?
It just came across my feed.
Yeah.
I get some interestingly weird stuff and good stuff.
That's the joy of, right, these feeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember my ears perked up. I'm like, what are you listening to?
I'm like, Sam Cooke's granddaughters?
Like, get out. That sounded like it. I said that track. I was like, that is 100% Northern Soul track. Like, honestly, I thought when I heard it, because Northern Soul is a lot of obscure, slower beaded soul music. I honestly thought that was a track from 60s, 70s I never heard.
Yeah.
Nope. Womack Sisters. Coming out in Daptone Records.
Yeah.
Before that, speaking of, you know, the 70s godfather of soul.
The Reverend Al Green.
With Ray.
Yep.
Goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Henry.
This Music May Contain Hope. I can't praise this album enough.
It is a good album.
It's so good. Yep. Beginning to end. Go listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the hits are amazing, but the whole album is like chef's kiss. Before that was Telenovela.
With Ring of Stone.
Ring of Stone. A little bit of soul going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was Folk Fest, Captain Dan?
Hot.
So our Folk Fest happened last weekend.
Yep.
You were volunteering from Thursday to Sunday.
Yep.
I got to give people credit. I wasn't here, but I was paying attention to the weather. I was in Minneapolis. We had the same weather, like in the 40s, disgustingly humid. I'm glad that I didn't hear a lot of tales of dehydration and sunstroke. I'm sure there were.
Yeah, we did have a few, but there wasn't a lot.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because that's a recipe for disaster, right? So kudos to everybody for keeping it real.
Yep.
What were some of your highlights? I know you're a volunteer, so you don't get to as much.
I was able to see a few artists.
Yeah.
And I was able to listen to a few artists. You know, so it's like I checked out Jesse Wells. Amazing, amazing artist. That reminds me of kind of like Arlo Guthrie. You know, Arlo Guthrie, Woody Guthrie.
Really folky.
Yeah, really folky, but more like CCR.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very anti-Trump.
Well, the right place for it.
Exactly. So I caught some of him. I caught a little bit listening to Father John Misty.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
He was really good.
He's really good, yeah.
I was able to hear some. I was able to hear some Lucy Dacus from Boy Genius.
How was that?
That was pretty good. What I heard was pretty good.
Yeah, it's hard when you're
because
not
I was over at the other side of the park on Friday night.
For the big show.
Waiting for the big show.
And Jean de
Portrain.
Portrain, whatever.
Portrain.
I can never say it, but yeah.
I went there. I was not expecting to be stuck in the middle of a cult ceremony. Flashing triangles all over the place. And
doing
wearing
the triangle? Were you doing it by the end?
I was doing it by the end.
Of course.
I just didn't have the polka dots on.
Well, whatever. They'll let you.
I did not get the memo on the polka dots. If I knew that, I would have been polka dotted up.
Right. I think that was the show of the weekend. It's so funny. Somebody, a friend of mine, posted on Facebook. They're like, ironic that the Winnipeg Folk Festival sold out for the first time ever prior to it starting.
Yeah.
The year that these guys were playing.
Exactly.
Coincidence?
Maybe.
Who knows? But yeah, a lot of people I know were at that.
Yeah.
You said they were at a B stage too.
They were at a B side. Yeah. They were at a side stage. And
it was insanely packed.
It was tight, packed, but everybody got along great. There was no pushing, shoving. It was like you would expect like hippies and...
That's one thing I give to Folk Fest crew. Like, even if you don't go regularly, I'm not a regular goer. I go if there's a show I want to see. People are just so nice.
Yeah, it was surreal. So I'll say, because you got this band up on stage in polka dots.
talking each other.
Talking in chirps and playing offbeat music, which is really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you look into the crowd and you got people dressed up in flowers and colors. And there was one guy walking to the crowd.
Uh-huh.
It was like if I was on drugs, this guy would have been really weird because it was like, this guy comes out, he's got this long beard, he's got a rabbit mask on.
Oh, lovely. That's creepy.
And
hello, Donnie Darko.
Shaved head. So he's got just this, and like no shirt, and he's just like walking through the crowd, you know, and just like,
just grooving. just grooving.
Yeah, I'm not tripping out. This is real life.
So you're I'm from what I gather, you're saying if you get a chance to catch Angine de Portrine.
Yes, if you do get a chance to see them, go.
Go. Yeah. It's I am very sad that I missed that, but you very nicely.
I got you a couple of vinyl
records.
Two records.
Volume 1 and Volume 2 have been in high demand everywhere.
Yeah.
Every time I try to order it, it's sold out. Anytime I go to any of the places or call any of the places in the city, they're sold out. So I was kind of like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah, I think Amazon, you can order them for a pack of two of them.
Yeah.
It's like $100.
Hey, I got it for better than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you messaged me that night and you're like, they got vinyl at the booth. Do you want it? And I was like,
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. And I also checked out Wolf Parade, which was
kind of
like a cross between like Sparks and I don't know what else. It was just really, it was interesting. It was good.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was good.
I've heard good things about that show too. A lot of people I know were touting that one as another fantastic
artist. Because it was artist. Like, it was, everyone in there was getting grooving down to that stuff too. And then
it's hard not to, right? Like, the environment, everybody's digging it, right? Like, you just get sucked in.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't like Angine de Portrine or her.
Yeah, and there was kids there. And
it was funny. Was it you I was talking? No, I think it was my cousin, because I was in Minneapolis with family. My sister got married. And I remember talking to my cousin, and he was saying how, or I think it was him, how his wife teaches music to elementary school. And how they love that band. And I was like, I can see it, right? Because they're comedic.
Yeah.
In a weird, like, not comedic as in funny, but like a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can see kids being totally enthralled with that. Like, their get up, the way they talk to each other.
Yeah.
I was like, I can see it. And she's like, yeah, and it's a great way for me to introduce, you know, younger kids to different kind of music, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, okay, well, Daniel's there sweating and listening, and they were very jealous, so there you go. But yeah, it was a great folk fest.
Yeah, it was.
Heard.
Yeah.
Not a lot of incidents.
No.
Which is great.
The entire weekend I was there, we didn't have one ambulance come through our area, so we were good.
And you've had a couple, like, over the years. Like, it happens, right? It happens.
Like, we had RCMP patrolling all throughout the weekend, so which was good. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So would you volunteer again next year?
Heck yeah.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you are interested in volunteering, when do they usually do the call out?
Usually in February.
February. So keep your ears peeled, people.
Yep.
If, you know, you want to get in and see these great shows for free.
Yeah, because you get good perks.
You get good perks. And they take care of you guys.
Yeah, we get food. We get
water.
We get backstage access to the main stage, and you know,
and the shifts are good too.
Yeah,
like, that's one thing I always loved about when you volunteer is your shifts are never back to back. Like, if you're there till the bitter end, you do not have to be there in the morning.
Yeah,
they're very good at staggering your shifts out, so they take care of you guys.
They do.
So if you're interested, keep your ears peeled around February and reach out.
Yeah,
right. So my sister got married. Congratulations to my sister. I was in Minneapolis for that. Freaking hot.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I have no idea.
It was weird. I'm like, could she pick a hotter weekend? Like,
I'm going to say it's climate change.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Yeah.
But it's funny. I haven't been in the States since... Well, I don't count the time I went and rescued my friend Aaron from Grand Forks. That doesn't count my 2-hour foyer, but probably since Hunter was born. Just never really got over there again. And now going into Trump's America, I was kind of worried.
Yep.
It wasn't as bad, but I also think Minneapolis is friendly territory.
you know
what I mean? Like, they're very,
Well, it's like your sister's husband was saying.
Yeah.
That Minneapolis is like democratically based.
Yeah.
Whereas the more rural areas are more Republican.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's so funny too, because there's a lot of little tidbits of Canada all over Minneapolis, which is so bizarre to me, but it kind of makes sense. So for as kind of on edge as I was, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. I mean, I didn't get to see a lot because I was very busy, but c'est la vie.
Yep.
So this weekend.
This weekend, starting yesterday,
starting
I believe.
Yesterday.
Was Fringe Fest.
Oh, right.
Yep.
That's why I've been seeing all these Fringe Fest things popping up. That's right. So that goes on for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Your kind of headquarters, as always, is Old Market Square.
Yep.
Fringe festivals happen all over the world, too.
Yeah.
These are kind of great amateur hour.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible, right?
Because that's what it is.
It is.
It's amateur people going out there doing comedy, doing plays, sketches.
It gives people a chance to, you know, actually put on a production, because when do you get that chance? Very rare.
Your backyard. Your parents' living room.
That's when you're like 8 years old.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you just want to check out the vibe, go to Old Market Square.
Yep.
Programs are available.
Old Market Square.
You volunteered for Fringe, you know. So for 2 weeks, since it's just started, we're not going to hear reviews about go-tos for another
Although I do hear the Dungeons and Dragons one is supposed to be really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not just saying that, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not just saying that, because I think it's a touring group in this.
Oh, you see, that's the great thing about Fringe, too. It brings in these people that aren't from here.
Yeah.
So you get some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
There's also the comedy festival this weekend, which we'll be going to. So that's kicking off tomorrow night.
Yep.
Tomorrow night they have a
Jim
matinee.
Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan's tomorrow night. I can't remember who else, but he's the main.
Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon
There's no tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon.
I'm ahead. I'm a day ahead. Saturday afternoon is Jeff Akuri.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. We were looking at it. So you got the Friday night. I think it opens at 6. I have to double check.
Yeah, 6 or 7.
Or 7 till about 11.
Yeah.
Then the next day it opens at noon.
Yeah.
Till about 4. And then you have to vacate.
And then
you got to
come back
for 7 for the evening, which is Pete Davidson.
Aziz Ansari.
And somebody else. There's somebody else. And then Sunday is the last day.
Yeah.
Just the evening. And it's the guy that does the Dr. Phil thing.
Matt Rife.
That's his name. And Matt Rife.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. The two of them. So, yeah,
It'll be funny.
We went last year. We caught just the one day because we didn't know what this thing was like.
Yeah.
And it was a riot, obviously.
Yeah, John Mulaney and Martin Short. Like,
Martin
you can't get any
Short.
Funnier than those two.
He was so good. And he was a last-minute addition last year because whoever was supposed
to be. Yeah, I can't remember who was supposed to be also.
Can't remember. But yeah, so good times.
Noodle salad.
If you're going and it's your first time, bring a lawn chair. you can bring a bottle of water in or a water bottle, but you can't bring any drinks in. You could bring some snacks in, but not like a packed.
But not like a packed cooler.
Packed cooler, no.
Yeah.
There's a lot of food trucks available.
Yes.
It will be busy.
It will be busy.
Because it is a massive area.
Yeah.
So just be prepared to wait in lines.
And if you don't like waiting in line for your booze, they have beer people to walk around sell you beer.
Yeah, they'll come right to you.
Right to you. Say, hey, you want a beer? Give me $10. Here's a beer.
Yeah, give me $20. Here's a beer. Pretty much. But yeah, it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
So bring your bug spray.
Yep. Bring your bug spray. Bring your blankets. Bring your chairs.
Yes. Because even though it's been hot as you know what, it gets cold at night.
Yeah.
So should we continue on?
Let's continue on.
So continuing on with this nouveau soul kind of thing. This is Odessa Azayan, I think is how you would say that.
Yes.
And it's a track called...
You know who she is?
No. Do you know?
Yes.
Who?
She's in Marty Supreme.
Really?
Yeah. She's an actress.
I had no idea she could sing. Is she the one that plays his wife? I'm going to have to look
it up. Yeah, wife, girlfriend. Yeah. Thing. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Did not know that. Well, here is Marty Supreme's wife, apparently, with Maybe I'm Not What You Need.
Yeah.
Those are the words that you choose to say. just the eyes to guide us most when we have no light to see throughout all our darkest days and troubled ways.
All right. We are just about done. I think we have one more track. That was Janelle Monáe from her fantastic album, The Arch Android. It was called Babapaya.
I think that's what it says.
I think that's what it says. I think we have time for one more track and then we're out, even though we've got a bunch, but we might get one and a half in.
Yep.
So coming up next is Dion Broomfield with Fooling.
Yep.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.
My people, this is Azanti, and I'm here with my friend
Zion.
Z, what are you saying? Every creative project needs the right space.
It does. We're building Winnipeg's creative hub for recording, photography, videography, and content creation.
We also rent spaces out for podcasts, events, and all our studio sessions come with a pro engineer included. The first 30 minutes of every recording session is free. If you're coming for graduation pictures, where your bet? Not to mention, we have a 30% discount off every service we offer. To get started,
email us at mile12productions@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mile12productions. Now 12 Productions. Check our previous works, book a studio session, explore our artist lunch packages, or connect with all our creative communities.
I think we've said enough. How about we leave the rest to them?
How about they come see for themselves?
All right.
Trout Forest Music Festival's back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. Our lineup is stacked with a host of the most exciting voices in Canadian roots and folk, including the gritty, emotional depth of Juno Award winner Mariel Buckley and Moon River's lush indie folk. Son of Dave is sure to bring his signature raw, high-energy performance, while festival favorites the D-Rangers promise to showcase their classic country storytelling. With talent like Dom and Jacob, Raven Reed, Irvin Miller, and more rounding things out, it's a weekend that flows from the intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talents is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM. Fire & Water Music Festival is back, celebrating 20 years of Manitoba music, community, and unforgettable summer weekends on the river. Just an hour from Winnipeg in the beautiful town of Lac Du Bonnet, this beloved festival returns July 24th to 26th with a fantastic lineup packed full of homegrown talent and feel-good festival energy. Already announced, Dom Adams, Kara Luft, Alex Mark, Andrew Neville, Fufu Chi Chi Choir, Dreams and Rumors, Jacob Brodowski, and Ambi and Sheena Ratai and Friends tribute.